Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Lamed Tes. Picking up on Lamed Ches, some of these by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines on the bottom. First word is Ligavoy. Amarapapa. We're not to back up the din that he says that if you're wearing the clothing that got splattered with the blood of the things that aren't necessary for the chatas, things to be washed. Amarapapa, how do I know that this is the case, that things got to be washed? Rashi says that Te'una Kibas has to be washed. The Tanam we learned to the Mishnah coming up later in the Masechta on Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. Nidas Minitzah Rabbi Beget, let's say the blood from the Chata splattered from the animal's neck onto the bag, onto the clothing. In a Tanam Kibas, say you have to wash it off. I mean, the Karen from the Yisod, but from the Karen, from the horn, or from the Yisod, the foundation, Rashi says, I mean, a Karen, Mishenaga Bekaren Amazbech, Nitas Alabag, then it's splattered onto the bag. Omin Yasoda from the Yasod Mishen Nishbichu Shirayim the Yasod Nitas Min Yasod Labeged when it's splattered onto it. Then Inotan Kibbus, again, it doesn't need Kibbus. Rashi says Kida Amrinon Asher Yazeh Prat Lazeh Shekfar Huza Homin Aroy Lekaren Ton Kibbus, which the Mashmos is, but blood from that which is fit to be put on the Karen does need to be washed if it splatters on the garment, even if it's just something which is for one of the non-essential applications. Lita Meir says, hold on 1 second. According to you, mini Yasoda ain't a ton kibos. If it splattered from the Yasoda, doesn't need kibos. Hamin a royal Yasoda ton kibos. You want to say the Mashmos says that blood that was fit to be poured on the base, right, the leftover stuff, the shirayim, does need kibos if it splatters? Asher Yizek, the pasuk says Asher Yizek, which we know, we just said, is Prat Lezesh Kfar Huza. Huza. Excluded from this is something that is like the Shirayim, the leftover dam, which is that was already sprinkled. So how do you understand the Mashmos of the Mishnah's later part? Hamani Rabbi Nechemya. Who is this going like? It's going like Rabbi Nechemya, who says that even Shirayim needs washing. We learned in the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Shiyare Adam Sheikrivan Mechutz Chayev. If one brought this makriv, the leftover dam outside of the Israelis, she's going to be Chayev. Wow! Since he holds a person to be Chayev for doing such a thing, so he's going to hold that the leftover dam requires washing of its splatter on the garment. Right? He clearly says that this leftover stuff, Frak the Gemara on that Amar de Shamitle le Rebbe Nechemya le Inyan Ha'Allah. When did you hear this from Nechemya's idea that the leftover dam is chashuv? That's only in reference to the Isser of bringing it up outside the Beis Hamikdash. Midi Davi Avar Mepdarim. This is just like the limbs and the fats. Someone's also going to be chai for bringing it outside. Le Inyan Kibos mi Shamitle. But did you hear Rechemi saying that the leftover dam is significant in reference to washing, which is only, which pertains something specifically and only to dam? Says Gemara, in, yep, we heard Rechemi saying it, reference to washing also. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Hatanya, Rashi's Bini Chusa, as this is a support, like we learned in the Braisa. Dama Matudin Yasod, blood that needs, to be put up by the Yesod of the Mizbeach to Unin Kibus require washing if it's splattered out to the garment. Umachshavim Elsben, and pigle is still going to be effective, it's going to make it pigle. Bachutz Chayev, and someone who brings up some of them outside is going to be Chayev. Vidom Shvachim the Amma, Badam, that's poured into the Amma, into that little canal. Rashi says, Shinifsalu Vishovchim son. Silon Shabazara Motzi Larach Kidron, which takes it out, ain't he the kibos, vein machshav mo elis ben, a mailaman bachutz putter. Doesn't need to be washed if it splatters, and machshav will not help to grip a pigle, and someone who goes and brings it outside is going to be off the hook. Man shamat le damer mailaman bachutz chayev. Who you're saying that someone who brings it up outside, the dam outside, is going to be chayev? Rabbi Nechemya, it's Rabbi Nechemya. V'ka'amar, and he says, Ta'un Kibos. the dam needs, not the dam, but yeah, the dam and spiders, it's going to cause it to have to get washed. Therefore, the Chumash clearly says that leftover dam needs to be washed with spiders on the clothing. In fact, the Gemara, you want to say that pigol, but the shirayim is going to work, like the first part of the Braisa says, v'atanya, but within the Braisa, yotu shirayim v'aktar se'murim, she'in ma'akfin es ha'kapara. The pouring the dam, the leftover stuff, the shirayim, by the base of the Zbech, and burning, v'aktar se'murim, are excluded, because she'in ma'akfin es ha'kapara, they're not ma'akid, not essential, necessary, for the kapara. L'chatchila, if you have it now, she'in ma'akshav ma'elspan. Pigol is not going to work with them. So the first part of this braisa can't be talking about the shirayim of the dam. Kitanya hi. So when the first part of the braisa was taught, b'shalosh matanos shebechatos, it was talking about the dam of the three applications of the chatos. Remember, there's four, and three of them are not essential. It's not talking about the shirayim. Therefore, it doesn't prove that according to Nehemiah, leftover dam needs to be washed off the garment. It's just talking about different dam. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. If it's true, Teun Yesod, why does the Bryce talk about the dam that needs Yesod? Like Karen Osley. Not essential Chata stuff, go to the Karen, to the horns, right? So not to the Yesod. Ema Nit'anin Yesod. You say that the Bryce means, referring to the dam that's connected to the, you know, the chiyuv of pouring it to the yisod, and this dam of the three, and what dam is that? That's the three non-essential applications. Umachshava elis ben, and you want to say pigol is connected to these three non-essential ones? Ha'amar, but you said lo shayra v'lo mefalga v'lo eilu l'gavoy b'sofan. They're not going to matter the meat to be eaten. It can't affect pigle. And they're not going to passel a carbon if they come to the heichal like the end of the blood service. Elikitanya hi. So what does it mean when the first part of that price was taught? Bedamim ha-pinimim. Ha-pinimim. It's in reference to the leftover dam of the inner chatas carbon. So it says the Gemara, hold on a second. This also. What do you want to be mashma about the leftover dam of the outer chatas in reference to the dinim that's brought in the braisa? Pater. The mashma is to be that it's going to be pater from these dinim. Right? If the first part of the braisa is talking only about the shiraya dam, the leftover dam of the chatas apnimi, the inner chatas, then we have to learn out, be master from it, that the leftover dam of the outer chatos is not going to apply to this. So it doesn't require washing from the clothing. Pigol intent involving it is also not going to mean anything. There's no pigol. And if you bring it outside, you're going to be potty, you're going to be off the hook. Back in the Gemara, the Tani, damim, and the shpachim la'ama, if so, if that's really true, then instead the verse is telling us that the dam is v'chalama lifuk v'sibidida. Let the Braisa just argue and teach, right, in reference to the shiram the dam itself. In reference to what was it said, that you need to go and wash from the garment and pigol is going to work and it's going to make some chayv outside. But in reference to the inner chatas dam, avadam l'chitzoni without one pater, it's going to be pater. So what is a Braisa? Go to the case of the dam that's poured into the amma as a contrast to the blood that's mentioned in the first part. So the Gemara Hamani, who is it? Who's this Braisa? Rabbi Nechemya hi, the Amar, it's the Braisa, it's Rabbi Nechemya, says, Shiyari Adam Sheikrivan Bechutz Chayev. If one who brought leftover of the dam outside of the Bais HaMikdash is going to be Chayev. Velo Misni Lei Tlasa Pture Lehade Tlasa Chiyuveh. Therefore, you can't teach in reference to the leftover of the dam of the outer chatas, the three dinim of ptur, of the later thing that was said, at the contrast, the three dinim that are going to be chayiv of the first one. Wawa wiwa. So now the Gemara is like going back to the point where Rav Papa brought a Mishnah as a raya that the dam of things that are not essential occasions has to be washed, and knocks off something we said earlier. Avina Amar mina keren mamish mina yasod min haro'i liyasod. When the Mishnah says from the horn, from the keren, literally from that which is already put over there. When it says from the base, it means from something which is ra'oi for the base. Amar layer of tachlifa bargeza l'ravina. Ema idi v'idi ra'yuhu. Say that both this statement from the horn and from the base are talking about something which is ra'oi. Why are you splitting these two things? It says, hi, my. What are you saying? Hashta ra'oi l'keren amart lo. Once you say that in the first that even that which is fit for the horn doesn't require to be washed. Royally sewed me boy is the necessary after is that which is fit to the base doesn't have to be washed. And what's the point of the Mishnah's statement afterwards? Ella Minakarin Mamish. Minya sewed mina royally sewed. That's what it actually ends up meaning. Okay, so now we got the next part of the Mishnah, it says Kol hanitnin al mizbeach hapenimi. All the dam that was put on the inner mizbeach, if he left out one of the applications, then he has no kapara. We're about to see a pasuk. The pasuk in its totality basically says the following idea, and that is the chatas bowl that's brought to be a kapara for a. The Pyrhelm Davish of Sibar. The coin will ring the bowl as the Usalapar, because you're Usalapar Chatas. Ken Yas Elo, the Keeper Alem, a coin, Vinislach Lohem. He'll do to the bowls he had done to the Chatas bowl. Socially due to it, the coin will then provide an atonement for it and it shall be forgiven for them. Don't worry about it. Viyasa kasherasa. When the pasuk says he shall do as he has done, Maba Lavot's coming to teach you. Lichbo ba'zazaso is coming to repeat the chiyuv of doing its sprinklings. V'limid shem chiser achas b'kol ha'matanos loos ha'lekon. That is, if you're lacking in one of the matanos, then you haven't done anything. You got to do all the matanos. Eli l'matan sheva. Now, I only know the seven matanos, so it's towards the parochas. Achas, v'achas, achas, v'shtayim, shem me'akvos b'chomakom. This is going to be me'akiv in all, places. Matan dalid minayin. Where do we learn out the four applications to the keren of the inner mizbech that are also essential? Talmud lomar, king asa, so to all be done. Lapar, when it says lapar, zepar yom kippurim. It's talking about yom kippurim and telling us that it's just like the parayom dover, shaltzibar. Peep, turn the page. Lamitism base. Kasher asa lapar. So when the pasuk says, as he had done with the par, zepar koin mashiach, this is talking about the koin mashiach, and this dam, all of it are essential. Hachatas, when it says hachatas, elu seire avodas kochavim, these is talking about the chatas of Sa'ir, the he-goats for Avodah Zarah. Let's say that Tzibur did Avodah Zarah, and it's telling Yachol Shani Marabe Af Si'iri Aragala Basiri Rosh Chadashim. One might think that we're going to include also the chatas of the he-goats of the Chagim and of the Rosh Chodesh of being an inner chatas Tamad Lomar Lo. So should we do to it? And it's a miyot to exclude the Chag and the Rosh Chodesh Chatas from being inner offerings. Umayra says, Rabba says, Elo, Tzis, Elo. How do you know to include these and to exclude those? Acher Shariba Kos of Miyat, you should say back, since the Pasuk included some Chatas things and excluded some, Rabbi Nias Elo. Why don't include that of Avodah Zarah? Shemechapin Lo, Mechapin Alavira Mitzvah Yidua, because this is like the Parom Dover. That's going to be mechaper for a known avera umotzi ani elu, and let me exclude this one of Rosh Chodesh. Shein mechaper an avera submitzes yedua, because unlike the param davar shetibor, they're not coming to be mechaper for known averas of a mitzvah. V'chiper, it says v'chiper, will be atoned afal pi shelo samach, even though they didn't do smicha on this animal. V'nislach, it's still going to work. Alphabet Shalonos and Shiraim, even though he didn't give the Shiraim, that was important on the outer Mizbech. And if you want to say, why would you say to go ahead and to passel the Hazos, if the sprinkles are not done, and that you're going to kasher, in the case where the smicha or the dam is left over, that those aren't done, if you leave those out. Amarta posel ani ba'azos, you say, I'm going to passel, in the case of the sprinkling, we're left out, shema akvos behen bechol makom, because these are things which are akiv in other places as well. Amakshar ani b'smicha, b'shimayim, I'm going to validate in the case of the smicha, or the dam if it's left over, shema akvos bechol makom, because these are not things which are ma'akev in other places as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.